If it has a throttle,
they'll feature it.
This is
Our Auto Expert.
Andrew, I know that you and I are very shallow. You know, you wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah.
You're very honest. And now I've turned you into some car maniac who likes cars so much, but you're easily impressed.
I like, if there's a shiny button, I'm all in.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, and if you can set some things and parameters and you can change the volume like three different ways, I'll buy it.
We often have to have people on the show who are more realistic than we are. Because, I mean, we, you know, see something shiny and we want it.
Yeah.
I want to own it. So we thought we would have somebody who, you know, knows a little more than we do. Alex Lightman is from The Fast Lane. They have about 300 channels.
Whoa.
Not really, but they have a lot of channels. The car, the truck, the classics, the off-roads. I could just keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, it would get very boring after a while just reciting off what they do. But The Fast Lane is they're the leading YouTube channel for trucks. And they're one of the top everythings for everything. And Alex, you're in charge of part of that, aren't you? They gave you the keys to certain parts of the castle.
Yeah, that's right. I manage our off-road channel, so I'm doing all of our, you know, side-by-side SUVs on our off-road trails here in Colorado, and I'm also with one of our other guys, Case, here, managing our motorcycle channel, TSL Bike.
Oh, so that's interesting, because we just took on a side-by-side, an off-road company, and a motorcycle company as a sponsor for our TV show, which is Bob Lanphier, Beaverton Motorcycles. I should ask you, I'm test riding a Zero this week, and I'm thinking about buying it. Have you ridden any Zeros?
I have, yeah. I've been on a few of them, actually. The most recent one I rode was the FXE, which is sort of their supermoto-styled electric bike. And, it's just the instant sense of power you get on them is pretty incredible. And really, for me, the biggest thing is the weight savings. The bikes are just so flickable and lightweight and maneuverable. I'm a big fan. It's a weird sensation getting on an electric bike for the first time and not hearing anything, but they ride so well.
I'm looking forward to it, although Bob Jr. Told me that there is a little accelerator lag, and he has some security store footage of guys who turn the throttle and nothing happens in the first 0.2 of a second, and so they crank it a little more, and then suddenly they're on their backside. Did you have
there that? Is that issue. Luckily, a lot of the manufacturers are putting in some sort of like pulse when you're sitting there at a standstill, or some sort of sound or vibration that comes through. So it gives you a little bit of a warning that the bike is on and live and ready to go if you twist the throttle.
Did they have to put fake sounds in it, like electric cars?
Sorry, fake what?
Did they have to put like fake motor sounds or backing up sounds like they do when they make the EV cars?
I haven't seen any fake backup sounds or anything, but there's definitely, like Harley's Livewire, for example, they worked really hard to have some sort of motor noise that comes out of it. And it's sort of a futuristic whining sort of noise, but it definitely is an artificial noise. So there is artificial noise piped in on a lot of bikes.
There's a thousand jokes there. In the future, things between your legs with whine.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'm writing that down. Yeah. Nick, we should make a soundtrack for that because I can whine really good.
I'm stopping this line of conversation before it gets FCC violated. Alex, we spent a couple of days together in beautiful, rainy and miserable Santa Barbara driving the new Acura Integra. We can't talk about driving because those impressions are embargoed, but we can talk about the Integra Type S, which is what we are actually inside of. First of all, the looks, Alex, I mean, I am impressed, especially the back end. When I was driving up behind them, that looks really good, but I didn't expect to like the looks as much as I do. How about now for the realistic side, Alex?
So I went into this drive program knowing that I was really going to like the look of this car. It's no secret that it shares a lot of components with the Civic Type R, and all the bodywork is completely different, but it's sort of a mellowed down version. And I like that. I'm not a huge fan of the big wing you get on the back of the Civic Type R. So this is kind of a more mature style. Like you said, especially driving behind it, I felt the same exact way. It's really wide and there's just a lot of presence there. It looks really good going down the road. And I prefer the styling a lot more than the Civic Type R. So as far as looks go, they killed it for me.
There's no secret that Honda and Acura obviously share a lot in their engineering. If you were cruel, you could say this was just a souped up, Civic. If you were nice about it, you could say they started with a Civic and then engineered something really great on top. But ultimately, I can't go back to a regular Civic and just look at it now. Now I've seen the Integra and the Integra Type S. I can't just look at a regular Civic anymore and be satisfied, because this sort of ruined it for me.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, the Acura, it's tamed down, I think, but it's still you look at it from a distance and it's still wide, it's still muscular, it still has a big grill in the front that captures your attention. And there are certain parts of the Civic Type R that I really do like for example, the seats on the inside, they're not quite as sporty in the Integra Type S. And I actually really like the sporty bucket seats that you get in the Civic Type R. A lot of the guys in my office that I work with don't really like those seats and they prefer the seats in the Integra. But as a complete package goes, yeah, I think a lot of people will say that it is, a rebadged Civic Type R. And I don't think that that's the worst thing in the world. The Civic Type R is one of the best, you know, sporty sedans out there. And they took it and sort of elevated it and made a really good car.
So inside and out, it looks great. And they actually gave it a decent amount of power too, even though it's a lot of stuff coming again from the Civic Type R. They gave it some good numbers. They didn't have to do that.
No, I mean, you do get a little power bump going with the Acura version with the Integra. So 320 horsepower, you get 315 in the Civic Type R, and torque is exactly the same in the two cars at 310. And the tuning is a little different in the engine. We can't talk about how it drives yet, but Acura does say they worked really hard to make sort of a different power curve in the Integra. And also you get, a unique exhaust on the Integra Type S that you're not going to get on the Civic Type R. And again, can't talk about how it drives, but Acura did say it pops and bangs, and you don't have to drive it to rev it up and confirm that you do get some more pops and bangs out of the Integra than you do the Civic.
Yeah, so let's talk about one thing that was a bit of a disappointment for me is they're limiting production to around 3,000. They're not actually saying that, but, when you have these quiet little chats in the corners of the bar and somebody says, well, maybe the first year will be around 3,000, but maybe we'll see what it goes from there. That's, to me, that's a little disappointing that they're limiting the numbers, because if people want them, I think they should build them. And I don't really understand the huge difference between building them in a regular Integra. It's just, a few different parts. So they could have them on this. I presume they have them on the same line as the Integra in Ohio. I don't see how it would be a massive difference, but I don't know how you feel about that. Limiting the number, is that something that you think is a good idea?
Yeah, that's actually news to me. I didn't know that they were limiting it until you just told me. And I agree with you. I don't see the advantage to limit it. I think if you're going to do a limited production car like that, you either go full force and put little number badges, in the interior below the shifter and make it a really special, unique special edition that you can assign a number to. And if it's not going to be that, then, who cares how many they make? If people want to buy it, let them buy it.
Yeah. Here's the bad news. And I haven't told Andy this yet, but
what?
Andy doesn't like vehicles with two brakes.
Oh, it has two brakes?
Yeah.
Come on.
So there is no automatic version. Andy calls it two brakes, Alex, when it has a clutch. He doesn't understand what the extra pedal is. So that rules out anybody that can't drive a manual. They're kind of stuck.
I feel discriminated against.
Well, as you should be. You should learn to drive a manual.
That's besides the point. That's besides the point. I want to be able to go vroom in the Integ.
I don't know what to tell you. It's probably not the car to learn to drive a manual on either.
Absolutely not. I need like an old ice cream truck or something. Yeah.
Do they make those candy? Of course you'd go to something that serves food.
Yeah, I want a treat for what I'm doing.
If I get into the first,
You say it's not a great car to learn on, and it's a car that's... You maybe don't want to teach someone how to drive stick on your brand new Acura Integra that you just paid a lot of money for. But at the same time, the clutch is nice and light, and it has that auto rev matching feature, so...
What's the warranty like?
Yeah. for willful and wanton destruction, zero.
Yeah.
Zero warranty.
Jeez.
You should learn to drive on something like maybe a Mini Oxford, which is about $20,000.
Yeah, that sounds doable.
Like a car that's not expensive. Alex, do we know the price of the Integra Type S?
Yeah, it's just under $52,000. Starts at $51,995. And that's about a little over $7,000 premium over the Civic Type R, the Sibling.
Let me ask you. And this is the telltale question. Last question. Would you own one?
I would. I actually said in my video that's going to come out in a little while that I was very sad to get the keys back. The only reason I would hesitate to buy one is they're front wheel drive only. And I live here in Colorado where we deal with snow half of the year.
So. Right. All right. I was surprised that you went so quickly into the purchasing mode, because just think how many motorcycles you could buy for $50,000.
Yeah, you could buy a lot of motorcycles, but I've always been a big fan of, sporty hot hatches and sedans, and any car that is only offered with a manual transmission really, really gets me excited. So this was a good one.
If you want to watch Alex's reviews, you can go to the Off-Road channel from the Fast Lane and see all of his wonderful reviews, or the Motorcycle channel where he works with Chase, and you can get more beautiful stuff if you stay right here.
Thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.